Nicola Sturgeon has said she will look into women from Northern Ireland accessing NHS abortions in Scotland. The Scottish First Minister was asked last week if she would explore the move in order to ensure that these women are able to access abortion without facing unacceptable financial barriers. Adrian Peltz from Amnesty International with us today. Adrian, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
And Bernie Smith from the pro-life group Precious Life. Well, you won't be happy with this, Bernie Smith.
Good morning, Stephen. Absolutely not. In fact, I've made it very clear that Nicola Sturgeon needs to butt out of Northern Irish politics. In fact, the Northern Ireland Assembly has repeatedly opposed the introduction of the 6-7 Abortion Act, something that Nicola Sturgeon recently, last year, called for devolution herself. So she's calling for legislation in the UK to be devolved to the Scottish Parliament, yet she wants to make decisions regarding women here in Northern Ireland, and she wants to override the democratic process. In 2008, the four main parties in Northern Ireland signed a joint letter to the UK Prime Minister at that time, Gordon Brown, opposing the 1967 Abortion Act. So it's very clear that the people in Northern Ireland and our elected representatives are the ones who should be making decisions regarding our women, and specifically regarding the rights of our unborn children to be protected in law, policy and practice.
Adrienne?
Well, of course, Amnesty International absolutely welcomes this move by Nicola Sturgeon, and we think it's a very brave act of political leadership. And Nicola Sturgeon is, in fact, showing the kind of leadership that our First and Deputy First Minister have been incapable of showing. We've seen them kicking the can down the road repeatedly on the issue of fatal fetal abnormality abortions, on the issue of sexual crime, on the issue of decriminalising abortion, hauling women before the court. And Nicola Sturgeon has stood up and said, there is a problem in Northern Ireland and the NHS in Scotland will indeed step in. And I think Nicola Sturgeon is coming from a really important place of governance. She has recognised that across the UK, Northern Irish women are second-class citizens. They are tax-paying individuals who are unable to access the same level of NHS care that women in England, Scotland and Wales are able to access. And I think what she's doing is she's showing up our political process for what it is, as weak and afraid to make change. And I hope that politicians are, you know, feel slightly embarrassed that the First Minister in Holyrood is more capable of grasping the nettle than our politicians here are.
Bernie?
Well, you see, I think we're losing sight of the fact here. Abortion isn't health care. There's no health benefits associated to abortion. In fact,
that's a lie.
The women here...
That's a lie, Bernie, and you know it.
Finish, Adrian.
The women that is a lie.
Who travel for abortions, it's very clear it's not because of health reasons. In fact, no abortions were formed in the last year, and the data that was released by the Department of Health for the UK show that not one abortion was performed to save the life of the mother. Here in Northern Ireland, women are entitled to care and treatment under the NHS. If their lives are in danger, they will be given the same treatment whether they're pregnant or not. It's not a health issue here. It's a criminal issue in Northern Ireland.
Go on, Adrian.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted that somebody who claims to understand the issue of abortion and the issues that women are facing can make such an outright lie to...
Oh, you're accusing me of lying. I'm actually stating very clearly...
Hold on, it's a difference of opinion. Yes. You can have differences of opinion without using words like lies, Adrian.
Every medical practitioner can tell you that in instances where a woman's life is at risk, it is a healthcare issue.
Well, it's actually not in Northern Ireland.
Hold on, Bernie. Let's let her finish.
It is a medical procedure in exactly the same way that women in Northern Ireland should be able to access a heart transplant, because that is a medical procedure.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, Bernie Smith, you're losing the argument insofar as this. Nicola Sturgeon, you can't stop, and she's going to make it easier for women
to
Northern Ireland.
Was going to. She said she was going to look into it, but
well,
I think it's very clear that the politicians at Stormont will totally oppose any shift to allow for abortions in other parts of the UK. They are dealing with the issues here. If a woman's life is in danger, at risk in Northern Ireland, she will be given all the medical treatment to protect her life. Over 99% abortions, and I've said this on your TV show, Stephen, are not performed because a woman's life is at risk or in danger. In fact, in the last year, there was only 3 abortions performed in the UK to actually save the life of the mother. So we have to take into consideration that the 800 women who travel to England need real care and support. They need crisis pregnancy support to help them through a difficult crisis.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open this up on the lines this morning. Back to our debate this morning. On abortion, Nicola Sturgeon has said she will look into women from Northern Ireland accessing NHS abortions in Scotland without facing prohibitive costs. Lots of you calling us on this today. Liam in Draperstown. Morning, Liam.
No matter the circumstances, the baby is still innocent of any crime. The rapist, the murderer, the child killer don't die but the baby does. When is any logic going to be brought into this situation where the innocent die and the guilty live? You know, pro-choice talk about choice. The baby has only one choice, death. You know, it doesn't have a choice.
Adrienne, do you want to respond to this?
Well, first of all, Amnesty, it's not about being pro-choice. It's about international human rights standards. And there are 3 things which international human rights call for, and that is for women to have the option of abortion in the cases of rape, fatal fetal abnormality, and sexual crime. So ultimately, we have to think about the women who are involved in this. This is not an issue about babies versus women. This is about women being given healthcare options that suit them. And for us in Northern Ireland to no longer criminalise women for making healthcare choices, it is simply beyond reasonable to ask women to travel to Scotland or to England or to Wales to access abortions when actually they should be able to access abortions here like everyone in the rest of the UK can. And of course, we welcome what Nicola Sturgeon is saying, but ultimately we want to see politicians here making the same decision and offering women abortions in Northern Ireland. It's not an unreasonable ask. It happens in the UK already. We're just asking for women's human rights to be upheld and for them not to be forced to give birth in what is often very unfortunate circumstances.
Bernie?
Acknowledging a supposed right to abortion. In fact, Amnesty International do not recognise that any unborn child has any right to life, but the preamble of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child states very clearly that every child, children in the womb, need special safeguards, including appropriate legal protection before as well as after birth. In fact, I commend the Northern Ireland Assembly and our politicians who in fact do uphold the rights of the mother and the child, because abortion is not wanted in Northern Ireland, nor is it needed. And in fact, I dispute the argument, and it's not my opinion. It's medical experts have stated time and time again. In fact, in 2013, at the Commission on the Status of Women, it was very clear that medical experts had said that a direct abortion is not necessary to save the life of the mother.
Stephen, can I say one thing?
Given the medical care and treatment that they need, whether they're pregnant or not.
Final word to you, Adrienne.
I just want to say one thing about the UN Convention on the Child, because I think what Bernie is doing is very unfair. That convention is to protect children from heinous crimes. And using this to stop women from accessing what is a basic human right is outrageous. And to say, I mean, countries all over the world signed the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, and they are offering abortion. So what Bernie is technically saying is that England is in breach of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's a complete misnomer,
all right.
And it's a red herring.
We are going to have to leave it there and move on. Bernie, thank you. Adrienne, thank you.